first by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pronyl norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutraMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutraMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back, and we have the amazing Dr. Tim Ball. Dr. Tim, I would like to actually get on you on the show kind of regular, at least twice a month, because we have so much to cover in the environment. I may bring on co-broadcasters as well and other environmentalists. I'd like to bring on Mr. Moore as well. If you have his contact information, I'd like to contact him and bring him on too, because people need to realize this is a, what the heck is going on? But this is a, I call an end of the human race kind of thing, because they're not just saying intellectually invalid arguments. They're trying to put in policy that will make even discussion that counters their argument, like, for example, a hockey stick. And I want you to get into more detail about the hockey stick, because what the hockey stick is they ignored the actual temperature changes and actual sites where they actually measure temperature. Get into the hockey stick. What is it, and what did this guy do that actually disturbed between 1990 and 1995 to create this hockey stick that basically tried to say the human race is killing the planet?
What happened was that in the 1990 IPCC report, which I said they were trying to do proper science, they had a graph that Hubert Lam drew, and it showed that the world was warmer 1,000 years ago in a period called the medieval warm period, when the Vikings were sailing in Arctic waters that are today permanent pack ice, and then the world cooled down to a cold period around 1680, which is very pivotal in American history, by the way, and the story of the ice and Washington on the Delaware and so on. But then since 1680, it's been warming up. And what they were saying was in their attempts to control people and scare people with the sky is falling, they were saying it's warmer than it's ever been before. And it's warmer because humans are producing CO2 that's pushing the temperature, and it's going to have runaway global warming, which will be the end of the Earth. The problem they had was that we kept throwing up this graph and saying, hey, it was warmer 1,000 years ago. And we've actually got an email, a Professor Deming, who I've known quite well, and his testimony, if people want to look it up, David Deming, D-E-M-I-N-G. And he gave testimony before the Congress and said, look, I published an article in Science which was talking about climate change. And he said, one of these people that were trying to fool the world and use climate for a political agenda thought I was one of them. And he sent me an email saying, we've got to get rid of the medieval warm period. In other words, we've got to rewrite history. And of course, the question is, well, how do you do that? Well, they are struggling with it. They're trying to find different ways, but every record they looked at shows it was warmer 1,000 years ago. And then suddenly, out of
That's why when Leif the Lucky and Eric the Red came to Nova Scotia, they call it Vineland, and so was England.
Exactly.
England was covered with all kinds of vines because it had tons of grapes. Because of the warm period there, it was a completely different world 1,000 years ago, wasn't it?
Exactly. And by the way, it was warmer also earlier when the Romans visited England.
Right.
And so you get these warm periods and cold periods. But anyway, they had this problem of the medieval warm period in the record and the graph. So the question that this guy asked of David Deming is, we've got to get rid of the medieval warm period. And of course,
get rid of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. How evil is that? To get rid of the warm period. How evil?
Well, it's totally evil, because you're rewriting history. You're creating false data to push a political agenda, and people don't know that it's false data. But then a few people like me that did know stuck our heads up, and of course that's why I end up with the lawsuits, because we're it's easy to marginalize if you they're birthers, they're conspiracy theorists and blah blah blah. Well, they couldn't say that about me, because I knew the climate, and so anyway, what happened was they were wondering how they were going to get rid of this medieval warm period, and then this guy, they said they found out there was a guy at the University of Virginia by the name of Michael Mann. and they said that he had submitted a doctoral thesis which showed that there was no temperature change for 1,000 years and then a sudden warming in the 20th century, the classic hockey stick shape. And so he was brought to Penn State and at Virginia, by the way. And the committee turned down his thesis, said it wasn't good science, and they did not approve his doctoral thesis for his PhD. He was brought to Penn State, and within a few months of arriving at Penn State, he got his doctoral thesis approved, and he was on the IPCC committee, and the hockey stick graph, which he had created, became the central graph in the 2001 IPCC report. In fact, Ross McKittrick, the Canadian guy that studies the climate as well, and he said that the hockey stick became the poster child for global warming. Now, when they went to Michael Mann, and by the way, I say when they went, this was done through a lawsuit. Ken Cuccinelli, who was the Attorney General of Virginia, took Michael Mann and the University of Virginia to court and said, look, you produce this hockey stick. We want the data and the computer codes that you use to create this hockey stick. And he refused to give them. He refused to give out the information, even though they argued in the court, Cuccinelli argued in the court, but look, the taxpayers pay for this research. All of your research funds came from the taxpayer.
Wow.
And they still refused to give it. And then Cuccinelli in the courtroom argued, look, the data that you created for this was used to mislead the world about climate and to create false and unnecessary energy and environment policy, because that's become the whole center of it. And he still refused to give it up. And the court, unfortunately, they had a very socialist judge, and the judge ruled that it was his intellectual property and he didn't have to disclose it to anybody.
Oh, wow.
And so here this is a truly frightening use of intellectual property.
Right.
Now, I gave a talk in Manitoba about 9 years ago now, and I showed the audience the hockey stick, what he did and how he cooked it. What it was for the handle of the hockey stick, he used tree rings, and he said that the tree rings then are representative of temperature. They're not. Tree rings are 95% precipitation. They're not temperature related at all, or very very small amount.
Right.
And then he used only one set of tree rings, okay? And it was a set of tree rings that all of the people that work with tree ring data, dendrochronologists and dendroclimatologists, they said, this is a very unreliable set of tree rings. You should never use it as a basis for science.
Right.
Well, that was the sole tree ring set that Michael Mann used to create the blade of or the handle of his hockey stick. He then did something, again, completely unscientific, and this is what's frightening about it. The paper was published by Nature and peer-reviewed. I can't believe who did the peer review. Well, we do know it was friends of his. So they had an incestuous peer review system. But the blade of the hockey stick, which was made up of instrumental temperatures, that is, temperatures taken with a thermometer, they simply grafted that onto the handle of the hockey stick, the tree ring data. Well, you never graft data like that in climate studies. It's just simply not done because the data is obtained from completely different sources with completely different sets of variables and so on. But that's what he did. And the blade of the hockey stick was produced by a guy by the name of Phil Jones. And when Warwick Hughes, an Australian climatologist, emailed him and said, look, I'd like to look at what weather stations you used and how you created the blade of the hockey stick. And Jones emailed back to him and said, why should I share this data with you? I've spent 25 years working on this, and all you want to do is find something wrong with it.
Oh, my.
And we've got the copy of that email. Now, this Phil Jones is the guy that was the head of the climatic research unit where the emails were leaked, which exposed all of how they were cooking the climate data that Maurice Strong wanted for his intergovernmental panel on climate change. So all of these people are interconnected. All the data was cooked, and none of it bears any scientific investigation. Now, I gave the presentation about this in Winnipeg, and afterwards I was interviewed about what Michael Mann had done. And I jokingly said, you know, he's at Penn State, but maybe he should be at State Penn. Within 12 hours, I got a lawsuit.
Whoa.
From the same guy.
Same people, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And of course, now we were scheduled for trial on February 20th, 2017, and in discovery, here's where I put myself on the line. I could have argued in the courts that what I said was fair comment, and that would have cost me a fraction of the money, but I could not have been able to have discovery. In other words, I couldn't drag him into the court and say, okay, here's the documents of yours that we want. We couldn't have done that. But because I argued, and this is the Canadian law, because I argued that what I said was the truth, that allowed me then to have discovery. We had discovery, and we asked him for all these documents. In other words, like in any math exam, you know, show your work. And he refused to give it, even though we asked for it under discovery. Now,
wow.
I don't know this for sure, but I suspect that he's going to trot out this court ruling in the U.S. saying it's into his intellectual property. But here's the situation he's in. We're trying to get him into court. I'm ready to go to court any time, but he's not responding to us at all. We're not hearing anything from him. In other words, he brought the lawsuits, hung around on it for 8 years, and now is simply apparently trying to just walk away from it. And we've asked with the trial that was scheduled for February 20th, a month before that trial, he asked for an adjournment. I didn't want an adjournment, but what these people do is they not only sue the person that made the comment, but also the vehicle that published it. They play one off against the other, and so it's like if I say something, they would sue me, but they would also sue you, and that of course is a chilling effect. It's why people wouldn't publish my stuff. It's why when you look at the articles I publish on What's Up With That, the leading climate science pod site in the world, my articles are prefaced with the statement guest opinion. That allows them to publish my article without being legally liable for what's in the article, and that's simply because of the threat of these lawsuits that have created. But anyway, a month before we were supposed to go to trial, he asked for an adjournment. I said no. The other people, the Frontier Center, who were the people that published my quote about Penn State, they used their insurance to pay for the lawyer. The insurance company, of course, wants to settle as quickly as possible. But I don't. I want to go to court, and the insurance company don't want to pay to go to court. So they said, okay, yeah, we'll agree to an adjournment. So we had three people involved in the trial. Two out of three said they wanted an adjournment. I really had no choice. I said, okay, I'll have an adjournment on condition that he produced these papers that we want on the same day as the trial.
Wow.
He never did that. He never produced them on the 20th of February. And now, of course, we're trying to get him back into court, and he just simply, we're not hearing from him at all.
Right.
So this is the situation.
Yeah, and it's cost a lot of money and a lot of aggravation. Of course, it was stress on your health, too, wasn't it?
Oh, well, and I mean, the damage to my family and the pressure and so on. I mean, just to give you an example, and by the way, Dr. Bell, I'm not complaining. My wife and I, we talked this through. As I said, we decided not to fight the first lawsuit, but when we got the second one, we said, no, we're not going to be legally or eco-bullied anymore, and we're going
to fight.
And of course, if you know what's coming at you, but you pay the price. But the sort of thing that they do, and you, this is where it becomes demonic, and you can see what they're doing with Trump and everything else. My grandson, who has talked to me about the global warming, and he understands it very well, and he was in the class, and the teacher made a comment, and my grandson said, no, there's the facts. he spent the next month almost standing in the hallway or in the vice principal's office at the school.
Wow.
And we discover that the teacher in the classroom tells the students that he's a Marxist and he's going to teach them Marxism in the classroom.
Wow.
That's in a Canadian classroom.
Remember, Marxism and environmental communism are all tied together, aren't they? Remember, Adolf Hitler was an environmentalist, the same type as AOC.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
I'd like you to expand on the story you just mentioned on the break. We're trying to get information through to President Trump and other presidents around the world, like the Europeans. The environmentalists like Macron want to push a policy, for example, that will kill industry that's already stalled for 10 years in France. The people are ready for literally physical revolution. And we're trying to get the truth through to people like Trump and through to the Canadian Prime Minister, who's a complete nutball. This guy is clinically insane, Justin Trudeau, isn't he? Arrogant, too, when his own ministers, who's actually a native lawyer, quits because of him trying to pressure her to do something that's unethical, and she quits.
Yep.
And he tries to pretend that he's doing the ethical thing, and he pops his eyes. This lying SOB, if I was standing in front of him, I'd slap him. I'd say, you know what? Stop lying to the public. You're dangerous, okay?
But what they did was they set up a commission of inquiry, and it was controlled by the Liberals, and the Liberals, the Conservatives wanted to bring his Attorney General back, the one that quit, and the Liberals blocked it. And they took control of the investigation committee and did a whitewash on it. This is what they do. But anyway, back to the Trump situation. Trump knew through Inhofe what was going on, and of course the other reason that he knew was that Scott Pruitt was the Attorney General in Oklahoma, and he went and became the head of EPA for Trump, and they knew that Obama was using the bureaucracy of the EPA to achieve all of these bureaucratic and regulatory controls through the EPA. Oh, we're saving the planet, we're saving the water, we're saving the whatever. So they introduced all these regulations. Justice Scalia knew what was going on, but his hands were absolutely tied because they did it through administrative law. And this is something Americans need to look at. They're being controlled by the bureaucrats through administrative law, which is a completely different set of legal systems compared to civil or criminal law. But anyway, Scott Pruitt was appointed the head of EPA, but they had a guy by the name of Myron Ebell, who was head of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He knew exactly what regulations the EPA had created to control the economy and can use CO2 and so on. And so when Pruitt went in, Ebell already said, okay, here's the regulations you got to get rid of. Here's the people you got to get rid of. Here's the funding you've got to reduce. And Pruitt did that very, very quickly, because he knew that they would trump up charges against him, which they did. Oh, you're buying furniture on government money and you're traveling on government money. And Pruitt stepped aside. But by the time Pruitt stepped aside, he'd already done most of the major changes that were necessary. Those are underway now. And what the environmentalists didn't realize was that the guy that they replaced Pruitt with, by the name of Andrew Webster, is actually more knowledgeable about the whole global warming and CO2 and climate issue, because he had been a lobbyist for the coal industry for years. So he's now in charge of the EPA, which is good news. And the EPA is continuing with its practices. Now, the other thing that Trump has done is he created two agencies within the White House. One is a climate science advisor, and he put John Christie in charge of that. Now, John Christie is the guy that started collecting global temperature data from satellites. And by using satellites, they can cover the whole globe. But they could also show, they were also able to show how these bureaucrats at these national weather offices were deliberately manipulating the temperature data. And what they were doing was making it, showing it was warmer than it actually was. So what you see is up until about 1978 or 80, the global temperature, the satellite shows one thing, the surface shows another. After 1980, they parallel each other because they cannot cook the surface data anymore. But what they started to do was they started to alter the historic data. In other words, the data before 1980, and they started lowering this. They lowered the old temperatures, and what that did was it made the slope of the curve look greater. It made it look like the warming was greater than it actually was. And we brought the first country in the world where we brought lawsuits against the country for doing it was New Zealand. And they were ready to go to court, and they backed off and said, no, we'll set up a commission of inquiry. Australia just got caught and exposed doing this. And every country in the world, including U.S., have been lowering the historic temperature record. And they say they do it because, oh, it's old instruments and the change of locations and so on. But the problem with that is in every single case, they always only change it in one direction.
Right.
It's being done deliberately to falsify the record.
Right.
And so, so Christie is knowledgeable about this, and he's telling Trump all about this. The other person, the other job that Trump created was the head of climate security. Because what he's saying is climate is a security issue, and global cooling is a threat, as we've discussed earlier, and we've got to prepare for that.
Right.
And so he put Will Happer, a Princeton physicist, in charge of that. And, of course, immediately Happer gets attacked by Greenpeace and all the other people. But Trump's got the right people in the right place. They're now setting up a red team, which is going to present to the public all of the data and all of the information that they haven't heard from their government before. That's underway right now.
Wow. Wow. Now, what I see happening is the truth is coming out now. And
yes.
You think the commission and their lawsuits are going to shut down? Because you guys should be filing countersuits against these guys. If you tried to file countersuits in the International Court of Justice, for example, in The Hague or anything like that?
I haven't looked at the international level. This is again the genius of the founding fathers. They put in, if you're sued by somebody, you can immediately file a countersuit. And it's called a constitutional tort that the founding fathers built in. Under British law, which Canada still exists under, the aristocrats stopped that. What the aristocrats wanted to do was to be able to sue people, to silence them, and then not be countersued. So
oh, really?
I cannot, I cannot countersue the people that have sued me. But in America, you can. Oh, yeah. This is, Americans need to really study what the founding fathers did. I really believe it was guided by the hand of God. It is unbelievable the things they dealt with. I mean, can you imagine bringing in a constitutional tort like that to counteract what the aristocrats were doing? Now, one of the things that I was extremely pleased in my one court case that I had that's gone to trial was I insisted that my lawyers bring in a lawsuit that was just approved in England because the British are starting to fight back against the aristocracy. You see this with Brexit. And what they did was they got a law passed that said just because you're wealthy doesn't mean that you can use that wealth and power and position to control people using the law. And that if you're going to bring a lawsuit, it's got to be approved by a court before they would even allow it to go ahead.
Right.
And I got the in my trial, we got that into the actual findings of the judge. The judge agreed, and he put it into my trial findings. And this is the first time it's happened in Canada, and it's going to be huge. It's going to prevent this use of the law to bully little people or to bully poor people. And to me, that's one of the greatest victories of this whole thing, outside of exposing the climate science corruption.
Right. Well, amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And people need to understand, the center post of the left is environment, isn't it?
Yep. It's totally. Exactly. It's the one vehicle. Like I said, with the global warming issue, you're destroying the planet. H.L. Mencken said that the people that tell you they want to save the planet, it's always a false front for the urge to rule. And Mencken said that about 70 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So there, that's where we're at. Yep.
No, where I see things going is this. I think we should file lawsuits in the International Court of Justice, and we should actually file complaints in the United Nations, because the UN are actually behind all this. And people have to understand, it's the international banks that want to commoditize everything. In fact, one of the things they did is through the UN, they did a project through China 3 years ago. And we had, a year and a half ago, we had a accountant in Arizona that actually discovered this, that the only country that couldn't sign into this was America, because we have justice laws that allow us to fight it. But they were commoditizing everything on Earth, from grain to land to methane hydrate to the bottom of the ocean to whatever. And they're setting up these commodities because eventually they want to tax everything on Earth and make it the Internet of Things, which is why 5G networks so important to them. Because if they can commoditize everything, including people, which are chattelized at $1.5 million per person per year in America, chattelized and actually exchanged in the open exchange networks of the banks. People don't understand this is a cabal between the global bankers, the Druidic Satanists that run the planet, the enviromaniacs, and the left we call them communists, but really they're control freak Luciferians. And they don't want, they're not really interested in saving the planet. For example, we're going to go through very shortly a pole shift. You're probably familiar with this, right?
Yep.
There's two North Poles right now. The North Pole is actually physically the electrical North Pole. The magnetic North Pole is in Siberia now. It's not in Canada. And there's two North Poles now, not one. That just happened a few years ago. We have two South Poles. We have a geomagnetic hole in the ozone layer all the way to the South Atlantic Ocean. So when you go out five diameters of Earth out into space, basically out to 22,000 miles, the hole is actually five times the diameter of Earth, where there's no protection to the South Atlantic near Antarctica. Off the coast of South America, there's no protection from incoming cosmic radiation, X-rays, ultraviolet light, etc. People don't know this. Yep. They don't realize if the ozone layer went, for example, let's say the oxygen concentration dropped along with the magnetic field. The oxygen at sea level now has dropped from 21 to 19%. In some favelas in Buenos Aires, the oxygen concentration can be in the mid-teens. When you get below a certain level, the frontal lobes don't work and it's hard to see and hear. People don't realize that we're already seeing global climatic disaster happening, and we're not doing a defensive Earth strategy to reduce the amount of plastics. For example, we were exchanging plastic with countries like Chinese, Asian countries like Taiwan and China and so on, and we're having to recycle it. They discovered they weren't making any money on it, so they dumped it out in the oceans. So there's now more plastic out in the oceans than fish. That was a misadventure that should have been, everything should have been recycled. There should be no landfill sites at all. There should be no pollution coming out of smokestacks. We're making these deals with AOC. There's no pressure at all on China to stop polluting. Some of their cities are so heavy, you can park your car near Beijing and you get an inch and a half of dust and plastic and rubber on your car by the time you come out in the afternoon. It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Dr. Bill, can I ask you a question? Because one of the things, I've studied this magnetic reversals, as you said, and the question is, how long does it take to occur? The Earth's magnetic field's been weakening for about 1,000 years now, and the estimates are that if it continues at the current rate, there'll be no magnetic field in 120 years. And then,
yeah, but
its
rate is dropping faster, and you need three things to create an ozone layer. You need a magnetic field, you need oxygen, and you need ultraviolet light and incoming radiation to create the ozone molecules that will capture the incoming radiation, act as a radiation shield. What's happening now, and let me explain this, okay, because I understand the astrophysics. There's a level 4 and 5 layer that you can actually see using torsion field imaging in space, and I have classified access to this information. Layer 4 and 5 did not occur before 4 or 5 years ago. These are actually now the Earth trying to create a new shielded radiation field against incoming radiation, because there is a collapse of the ozone layer already occurring. Now, I know my botanist friends going back 40-some years ago who went from Dalhousie to the University of British Columbia and universities in the States, and he postulated that if the ozone layer disappeared for 45 minutes, all the crops in the Earth would fail and turn white. Now, the fact is, you don't need a long period or even a significant 70 to 80% drop in ozone protection just for an hour would kill all the crops and start to kill all the trees. And the first thing you'd notice, the top of all the trees would die. And all the current crops that are out in the fields, it was during a crop season, would turn white. Now, that day is coming because we're not doing anything in defensive earths to make sure that the oxygen doesn't drop by maintaining the carbon oxygen cycle. And these carbon capture maniacs, they'll accelerate the problem because the benthic layer of the oceans makes 80% of the world's oxygen from the phytoplankton, and we're poisoning the phytoplankton so their oxygen capacity to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen is reduced. And we cut down half the forest last century.
CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing four staples. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, you know, we have Beto O'Rourke and other environmentalists. What people have to understand, the border, it's really big, and it is an emergency, even if these knuckleheads, both Republicans and Democrats, in the House and Senate don't want to agree. I agree with Trump vetoing these assholes. Excuse my English, but that's what they are. But I want people to understand, we're going to have you back on the 28th, on the third hour, because we need to have you on at least twice a month, because the environment is an issue. The border, yeah, that's really important. It's really awful, and people are dying. 300 people die a week are dying due to drug abuse and so on. But remember, and this is something I want people to know, they're not going to hear this in other shows, okay? There's $2 trillion on the illegal drug trade. There's more money on illegal human and organ trade. They tried to recruit me to the organ trade, by the way, in 1987 when I worked in Augusta, Georgia. So I know all the details about how ugly it is and how the agency that's running it is called SAD. And it's not the division of the CIA. It's a separate agency called the 17th Agency. They run the state of It's a Real Hell in Saudi Arabia and the drug trade and the Sinaloa cartel, etc. And what people don't understand, the $2 trillion plus dollars goes into building deep underground military bases for people to have a Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. When the environment collapses, they go underground and listen to classical music in underground, exquisite sweets and eating caviar, while the rest of us die on the surface as they collapse the ozone layer or they create geoclimatic disasters to kill us all. That's what they're up to.
I wanted to go back to something you mentioned in the previous segment, Dr. Bill, and that was commodities. One of the things that Trump is doing, and I know from the people that are close to him, talking with them, the whole North American Free Trade Agreement was actually about Americans getting access to Canadian water. And the way that that was done was the NAFTA, although it, and of course, as you know, whenever politicians talk about something or write about something, it's the things they don't talk about or write about that you got to watch.
Right.
And you read the NAFTA, and water is hardly mentioned at all. But the whole thing was about water, and the way that it was done was that. Under the NAFTA agreement and under most world trade agreements, once something becomes a commodity, then all of the rules of the WTO, the World Trade Organization, NAFTA, and what would have been the TPP if Trump would sign on to that, is
right.
All dictated around commodities. And so all that was necessary was for water to be designated a commodity, and then Canada would have to sell it to to America at the same rate that Canadians pay for water. And just to give you an example, when I first started looking at this and the NAFTA was first being discussed, the average water bill in Florida was like $300 a month. In Winnipeg, I was paying $2.90 for 1,000 gallons of water.
How much do you think it cost me in California, in Vista, Carson County?
I have no idea, but I imagine it's pretty high.
Yeah, it's around $400 or $500 a month. And we don't, when we're not even filling our pool. When we're filling our pools, more than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And yet, you look at Canada's got over one-third of the world's fresh water. And right. most people don't know that. And of course, the continent is oriented north-south. So the systems of diverting that water is relatively simple. I mean, one of the largest plans that's been around since 1952 was the NOAAPA plan. That's N-A-W-A-P-A, which stands for the North American Water and Power Alliance Scheme. And this was designed to take the Yukon River that flows from Canada into Alaska, reversing it and diverting it down through the Rocky Mountain Trench.
You know, Maurice Strong was told I had to do this by these ET extra-dimensional beings?
Yep.
Maurice Strong.
Yeah, oh, I know. There was the schemes. And then you had the plan of dabbing up James Bay, filling it up with the fresh water from the rivers flowing into it, diverting it south through the Lake Huron into the Chicago River, out to the American Midwest. I mean, the schemes...
If they actually expanded the rivers in Central America, going down from Minnesota where the Mississippi River does in Missouri... Those rivers would expand and be, in some places, as much as 60 miles across.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's their plan, a North American central waterway that you'd have to take a ferry to get across it.
Yep. And think about Canada. We're divided up by the Rocky Mountains as it is, you know, going from west to east. Well, if you flood one of those valleys, you've got a huge problem. But there are five basic water schemes to divert water from the north of North America to the central part of North America. One of them, by the way, is a water pipeline along from Alaska down the west coast of British Columbia to Washington and south to California.
Right.
And of course that's part of the issue.
Yeah, but the thing
California.
Is they don't even talk about primary water. I talked to our guy from Primary Water that actually is a Hungarian that's been doing it for 60 years in his 80s, and he's explored in over 60 countries. There's primary water everywhere. There's no need for water. Whatever there's fault lines, there's water. Water comes from inside the earth. That's why the Bible talks about in Genesis, the waters of the deep during Noah, as well as the waters from the sky, broke. In other words, we're not just talking about a flood from the sky, we're talking about a flood from the deep. So there's more water inside the earth with ringwoodite than 10 times the water in all the oceans and all the lakes and all the atmospheric water above the sky. 10 times more water.
Yeah, and think about the parallels between that idea and the oil, where they're now, like you mentioned at the opening of the program, the gold theory. So what they've told people about where these sources are and where these resources are and what's attainable is simply been false, and it's a way of controlling and keeping charge of it.
I told Stan Johnson and Hastings Stevens, who drilled for many years, and Las Jovich bits back in the 1980s, at 16,800 feet in Israel, at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, and I'd been shown supernaturally the oil reserve in geology there was checked by FICO, the engineer who discovered the Leviathan fields off of Cyprus. And what happened is, when I explained the geology, right to FICO, the engineer that discovered the fields in Zohar, were the only gas fields in Israel, and it said at 26,000 foot salt dome on top of this giant batholith of oil underneath the southwest end of the Dead Sea, they had thought what happened is that at the time of Lot, remember Lot and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, it was only a small valley. It was exploded into space when the fault zone hit the oil field. And I was told there was 14,300 trillion barrels of oil there and was renewable from the inside of the earth as a nuclear reaction from the gold theory. And when I explained it to FICO face-to-face in Israel, and we did a say prayer at the Feast of Sukkot in Hebrew at the southwest end of the Dead Sea at the Elohim Perazim drill site. The engineer, of course, was contracted by Ariel Sharon, so we worked directly with Ariel, the president of Israel.
Yeah.
So people need to know, Dr. Deagle's a modern minor player. God showed me this supernaturally. I'm going to tell you, we have so much fuel. There's one coal seam in Wyoming. Just one coal seam is enough coal, high-quality anthracite, low, you know, pollution coal, no heavy metals, that could supply the earth for a 250,000 years just to what we know exists in that one coal seam. That doesn't even include the methane hydrates, which you've estimated around 3,000 times more fuel energy than all the proven oil resources in the world. Just little balls at the bottom of the ocean, like the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, some places the methane hydrates are up to 2 miles thick, even at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico.
know, Dr. Bell, this raises another point that we're being controlled by the data that they are giving us.
Selective data.
Complete lack of data. I mean, just for example, it's estimated that we've only identified or found and named 35% of all the plants and animals on the planet. And yet every day you read the paper, oh, extinction, extinction, extinction. And in the last week, they probably found at least 2,000 new species, and not one has gone extinct in that period of time. And so when you get down to, well, how much oil is, and we saw it with the peak oil issue and with the water, we're being completely misled about the capacity of the Earth and what there is and how much there is. And, of course, by doing that, they are able to hold it over your head. Oh, well, you know, if we keep using it at this rate, we're going to run out, so you better let us control it. This is all part of the environmental game, all part of the control game.
Control the actual data.
And I mean, when you look at, for example, I used to, in the political geography class, the first two assignments I gave my students were, tell me how many people there are in Nigeria, and then also tell me how much oil Canada's got. And, of course, they come back after a week of to the next class, and they all come with different numbers. And I said, well, how can that be? How can you have different numbers? Don't we know? And, of course, you go and look at what
I took care of the senior engineers for Petro-Canada. I was their doctor in Calgary for years.
Right.
Just the oil tar sands has 200 times more oil in the tar sands alone than all the proven oil resources. 200 times. Yeah. And then we're not even talking about the oil discoveries in eastern Alberta toward the Indian Reserve there. The Blood Indian Reserve resources alone are more than the proven oil resources of the entire Middle East, just in the Blood Indian Reserve.
Right, and people are hearing, and of course that's why the focus has been attacking Alberta and the so-called, they've labeled it dirty oil, the tar sand oil. But, you know, you probably are also aware that there's more of that oil underneath Saskatchewan than there is in Alberta.
It's the same, actually, field. That field covers two provinces. It's giant. Yeah. It covers thousands of square miles, and it's... You know, it's like 1,900 meters deep. It's like, oh, my God. And like any oil, if you use proper scrubbing technology, there's no pollution. None.
That's right. Oh, yeah. But you see, there's another part of the problem. You mentioned anthracite and coal. We've known for 60 years or more, they had a coal-burning plant on William and Mary campus. And the students didn't know it was one because it was the first one to experiment with burning coal clean, having scrubbers and everything else. But the problem is that the political horizon is 5 or 6 years. That's all they want. Anything that's going to go beyond that, they're not interested in. So when you go to them and say, look, we can burn coal absolutely clean, okay, good, but it's going to cost you, say, instead of $300 a year for the electric bill, it'll be $700 a year, they won't do that. They won't do what is necessary to produce electricity. The public will pay for it. I found out, Dr. Bill, you can do anything in the classroom as long as you explain why you're doing it and there's reason and logic to what you're doing. It's when people, they try to sneak things through, they try to lie to you, they try to deceive you, and of course this causes enormous distrust. And you see that right now with the people's views of politicians, of the media.
We've got the lowest IQ and the most mentally ill people that run our politics.
These
people, to be honest with you, on a Christian level, they're demonically energized. Because they're not doing things even for decency or for growth of the economy or even stabilization of the environment. I'm an environmentalist. You know, one of my favorite scriptures of the Bible, Revelation 11:18, and I'm going to quote it. I shall return, the God says, to destroy those that destroy the earth. I'm his cohort. I'm the bait bucket guy that carry the fishing bait for the Creator God to fish men and women. What we have is to have to fish people with a worldview change to say, look, if you're an environmentalist, you need to listen to Dr. Deagle and Dr. Tim Ball. We care about Earth. We want to have a bride of the Most High God, a human race 5,000, 10,000, a million years from now on planet Earth and spreading across the cosmos but a beautiful earth like the Edenic Garden, not polluted, with total recycling, and human beings living, not being an extinction-level event, like AOC.